that's visiting. We welcome you. We're glad that you're here. And we have not sung God is So Good for some time. You don't have to stand up. Just stay seated. Let's everybody sing that song for a moment. Here we go. Ready? God is so good. Everybody. God is so good. God is so good. Gathered today to worship our God and our Father and to be thankful for the wonderful Son of God. Ah, boy, I appreciate these old songs. Thank you, Freddie. You know, the elders have asked us to sing old songs for the month of April. And I love that Amazing Grace and all the others. Appreciate the good prayer and the reading of the scriptures and all of you being here today. You know, we have had so much preaching. Preaching from others that live at other places, and young and old and all. And then we had our young people here preaching, and didn't they all do a really good job? I want to commend them all. I really enjoyed sitting back out there listening to. It was a joy to be able to hear others preach and sound out the Word of God. And it's always a joy to have the privilege that you give me to speak when I can. I'm glad that you're here today, and we're going to be studying today about what we read about this morning in the Scriptures. Walk in the old paths. You know, people do things for different reasons, I guess. I had no idea why Ann wanted me when I was driving to turn my head a little bit as I was coming to the services. But I turned my head a little bit, and she fixed the one hair she said that was out of place back here. Of course, when you got very few of them, you want them all to be subjected, you know what I mean? But anyway, we don't know. I think there's so many wonderful things in life. But I know one thing from the Bible. The old ways, the old paths, is what God wants us to follow. Read with me now as we study from Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways and see. Do what? Stand in the ways and see. And do what else, Lord? Ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. What? Where God is sending out His hand to them, telling them He wants them to follow the path that is a good path that's been tried. And what did they say? They said, we will not do it. Well, beginning in verse 13, from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one of them is given over to greedy gain. Covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone is full of deceit, dealing falsely. Can you imagine that? A people that is conditioned like that, and then to hear God saying to them, My people, Judah, Jerusalem, awake. Oh, yes. They have healed also the herd of the people. The daughter of my people slightly. They've covered up the wound of that. And look what he says. They're saying, you're all right. You don't worry about one thing. What? Look what he says. They're saying, peace, peace. But there is no peace. There's no peace for them. Why? Because of the condition that they're in. And no wonder then. We want to know something about peace. There are people, do they have false peace? Some have peace because they live for entertainment and excitement, distracting them from the higher things in life. There are some that have peace because they tell themselves, there's no God, and I don't have to account to anybody. Can you imagine that? Peace, peace, where there is no peace. And some have peace because they're ignorant of the things of God and need to be told the truth of their responsibility. They're crying out, we have peace, though we don't need any instruction. And then, some have peace because they intend to do better later in life, and such future wishes are enough to make them right. I'm okay now. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed? Look what the Bible says in verse 15. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Guess what? No, they were not ashamed. They couldn't even blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, some 400 times in the Old Testament, many in Jeremiah, and also in Ezekiel. The Lord has said what? I've cried for you to turn back to me. Look what he's saying. To benefit from these old paths, God told them to position themselves. Look what he says. Stand in the ways. Stand. Number two, to benefit from the old paths, God told them to look for the old paths. Stand ye in the ways and see. And to benefit from the old paths, God told them to ask for those old paths. To desire them. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask. And then God said to benefit from these old paths, God told them to see that one which is the good way. God said, I'm going to tell you which way is good. Won't you listen to me? To benefit from the old paths, God told them, now, when you seek after the old paths and you're walking in them, if you obey me, if you walk in them, you shall have rest from your souls. Stand in the ways, he says. Stops. Stand. Pause. And he says, see, observe, pay attention to. And he said, ask. Ask for the way you ought to go. Ask for the old paths. And because the old paths are the good way, a way that you can't fail, a way that if you follow and obey, you'll have rest from your souls. But you got to walk in them in order to find that rest. Beautiful. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein. And here's what you got. You shall find rest unto your souls. Surely if people would listen to that. Why, here's God being so gracious to them. He knows the Babylonians he's going to use to bring down them. They're going to be sent upon them. And we'll notice some of the things that's going to befall them. But here he tells them to do something. Stop. Stand. Stand you in the way. Look. See. Observe. Stand and ask for the old paths. That's the good way. And walk therein. And here's what you'll have. Abundance of good things. Rest for your souls. You're weary. You're away from me. You're my people. But my people now are full of greed, covetousness. My people now, when I tell them, they don't even blush. Oh, beloved, when they said, we will not walk therein. That's the Hebrew for Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Most interesting. The cry is to ask for the old paths. And I asked this morning, are they obsolete? Is it a pressing need today? Can we learn anything from what that which is written in the Bible? In Romans 15 verse 4, we're reminded, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning. What? For us. For us to learn something from it. Will we listen? These people wouldn't. Oh, my friend, why ask for the old paths anyway? The ancient ways. I suggest to you they were simple and they were true. In Jeremiah 10 verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. And that has never been changed. The old paths are the way that God says are my ways. And when you walk therein, you'll find rest. It's always been true. If Proverbs 14 verse 12, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And he repeats this in Proverbs 16 verse 25. We studied in the adult class this morning the illustration of a young man that was rich. He came to Jesus, he said, what must I do in order to have eternal life? And Jesus told him, and guess what? He did like these people. He turned away sorrowful, for he was a man of great possessions. He would not do what Jesus told him to do. Let me just use some real simple illustrations from the Bible. Every one of us know it's wrong to lie, don't we? What scripture would you go with? Revelation 21 verse 8. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth in fire and brimstone. God, what do you say? Don't lie. The old way is never to be dishonest. And that's still true. Ah, but we know, friends, it's wrong to steal. That's simple, plain. That's the old paths. Young people, listen to God. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor with his hands, working the things that he may have to give to him that hath need. That's still applicable. That's true. That's God's old paths. No wonder we read too that God said, don't gossip. Don't be a talebearer. Stop it. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 18, you remember where there were younger women that were not married. And he said, you married, don't go from house to house speaking things you ought not to do. We understand that. The old paths are right. They're good. And you know what? The old way tells you to pay your debts. If you owe somebody something, you better pay, do everything you can and let them know that you're willing to do everything you can to pay them. Why? He tells us, Romans 13, 8, owe no, nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7, the rich rules over the poor and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. Friend, listen to God. The old paths are simple. They're true. Number two, why should we have and look at the old paths? Because, friends, I found this and I thought it was beautiful. Depicting that thought. Guess what? Jesus doesn't change. God doesn't change. And His law to His people, under whatever law they are, it never does change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's an unchangeable law. The old paths don't change. Truth is truth. It's always going to be truth. No wonder you read in Isaiah 55 in verses 8 and 9, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Lord, help us to realize that. Help us to realize we're completely dependent upon you. No wonder then the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 8, you can depend upon God. He doesn't tell you one thing today and it changes it, and tomorrow tells you something differently. Same yesterday, today, and forever. The old paths will do you good. Following the old paths, you know what it'll do for every one of us, preacher, elder, deacon, every one of us Christians, lead us doing right. We want to be considered to be righteous before God. You remember in Acts chapter 10, 34 and 35 and 36, Cornelius was told by Peter, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and doth what? Worketh righteousness is accepted with him. No wonder you hear from the Old Testament in the book of Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be evil or whether it be good. When you let your light shine, you're doing right. Matthew 5, 16. When you're wanting to make sure that you live right, you're doing exactly what Paul said. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. We want happy homes, don't we? Isn't it wonderful to have a wife that looks at you and tells you she loves you after 63 years? Well, wait till you get that long. Maybe your wife will be able to tell you that. But how many years have you been married? And I've told y'all what you need to do, every one of you, is to tell your wife you love them and to show them that. I mean, show it to them. Go out and buy them some candy. Get them some roses. No, do the dishes for them. Make the beds for them. Clean up the house for them. They'll probably have a heart attack when they walk in after the house has been all messed up and they walk in. And there, that's what you have done. What I'm trying to tell you is this. You want happiness and joy? I can tell you, my friend, today I heard some things last week about folks from other places. Some of the saddest things that break your heart. We don't want anything like that to happen to our families. Why? Because we love them. And we're not ashamed to tell them. And we show them. And tell your children and your grandchildren. I mean, just take a lot of time. Tell them and show them how much you care for them. That's what the old paths will do for you when you're walking in the way of God, leading to the righteousness of God. You want everything that you need in this life? You know what the promise is? God has said, I know what you need. And he said, if you seek first my kingdom, I'll give it to you. I'll take care of you. And he doesn't lie. He doesn't change. How my mom and dad raised 9 of us kids. And I don't remember ever a day when we didn't have something to eat in our house. God's going to take care of his people today. Whenever they're doing what? Whenever they're walking in the good way. Whenever they've chosen to follow after the paths that leads to plenty. Why, in Philippians 4, verse 19, Paul said, I know my God, but my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I know he will. Don't ever underestimate the power of the old paths where God said, I'll take care of you. But you know what? Some of us get tired. We want to rest. We want to go to bed. We're tired out. We know what it's like. And what a wonderful relief it is to have beds to fall into and be able to rest. And then sometimes in our lives, as some of our loved ones now are at the point of death almost, struggling for almost every breath, there really won't be find a place of rest. And guess what? God said, I will give you that rest. Remember when Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is he saying? He's saying to us, guess what? I'm going to give you what you really need. Just come to me and obey him. Follow the old paths. What did the people do that Jeremiah pleaded with to ask for the old paths? What do I have to do to plead with you and for me to ask for the old paths? The way that's right, given the thus saith the Lord, teaching it, walking in it. They said, we won't do it. We're not going to do it. Many have said the same thing today. But may I suggest to you, these people were about to be destroyed. In Jeremiah 6, verse 2, the daughter of Zion, which is a poetic name for Jerusalem, shall be cut off. And guess what it was? The Bible says in Jeremiah 6, verse 3, she shall be encircled with tents. And it was. The Bible says in Jeremiah 6, verse 4, the lengthening of shadows marked the closing of the day of God's favor upon racial Israel. Israel is now going to fall. No wonder we read further in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 5, even her palaces shall be destroyed. In Jeremiah 6, verse 6, the military shall cast up a mound against her. Happened just as God said it would do. In Jeremiah 6, verse 8, she shall be uninhabited, a desolation. And it was. Why? Jeremiah 6, verse 9, the vine of Israel shall be stripped and gleaned. And it was. In Jeremiah 6, verse 11, the wrath of God shall be poured out upon her children, the young men, the husbands, and the wives, and even upon all the old people. God made it very clear what's going to happen. And it was. And Jeremiah 6, verse 12, the houses, fields, wives of the people shall be taken away from them and given to the invaders. And that's who got them. Those who came, the Babylonians later. In Jeremiah 6, verse 25, the nation shall fall and it shall be cast down. And so it was. Jeremiah 6, verse 19, God will bring evil upon her people, the people of Israel, and he did. In God's word in Jeremiah 6, verse 21, God will place stumbling blocks in their way. Fathers and sons, friends and neighbors, they shall all perish. And they did. Jeremiah 6, verse 24, the power of the defenders, Israel, when they fight, it's going to be like they're feeble. Anguish shall overwhelm them. And it was. Jeremiah 6, verse 25, the people will fear to go outside, for the sword of the enemy will be everywhere. Guess what? That happened. It was true. They shall clothe themselves, Jeremiah 6, verse 26, in sackcloth of ashes, mourning as for an only son. Destruction shall descend suddenly upon them. It's too late. Now they're humbling themselves, but they hadn't done what God told them. I've known so many people that waited too late. The woman over in Birmingham, Alabama. Boy, I wish I could have understood what she was trying to tell me. She was in intensive care. Just a young woman, maybe less than 30 years of age. And her mother had a tablet and told her to write, but she couldn't even write on the tablet. I knew in my heart what she was trying to tell me. Is there any way I can arise and be baptized? 3 days later, she left us. She died. Too late. I remember a man, older man, who kept putting off the gospel. He knew the gospel. He'd heard wonderful sermons by preachers of the gospel. He knew. But right before he died, he told his wife, I don't have time left to do anything, and then died. too late. I could write a book of all the people, the man over in Russellville, Alabama, good man. When are you going to obey the gospel? Well, when I get around to it. And he too had a heart attack. And when I saw his wife, she said, I'll never see him again, will I? He never obeyed the gospel. Too late. Too late. God said to Israel, choose the old paths. Now, finally, when they failed to do so, it was too late. I beg some of you to obey the gospel. You know it. You know you need to be in God's kingdom. There's only one way for any of us to get there. It's for us to believe, repent, confess, and ask God to forgive us and be baptized for the remission of sins. Friends, I really believe Mark 16, 15, and 16. I believe with every bit of my heart. It says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Ask for the old paths. The prophet Jeremiah is just simply saying to these people, now, while you have time, do something. Stand ye in the ways and see. Stand you in the ways and see and ask. Ask for something that'll give you something. Ask for the old paths, which is the good way. Which is the good way. And they said, he said, walk therein, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And then they said, we will not do it. God's dependent upon us to do what he says. He depend upon them. Oh, you can get tired sometimes. We need help and strength in this old life to keep us on the upward way. I'm sure that many of you have heard that beautiful poem that I'm going to read in conclusion. And that is, one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him, and the other belonging to the Lord. Listen. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. Just one. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and the saddest times of his life. And this really bothered him. And he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand. When I needed you most, you would leave me. And the Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. I needed them a lot of times, haven't you? He's going to carry you. He's going to bless us. The old paths, it's a good way. No other way comparable to them. And let us be reminded of what Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways and see. And ask for the old paths. And then those old paths, which are the good way, walk therein, and ye shall find rest in your souls. Because God said, I'll give it to you. And he's promised that to us. Are you here this morning never having been baptized? Why do you wait? You know what these people said? They said to God's prophet, we will not walk therein. May God help no one in this building this morning to leave who's never been obedient to the gospel, become a child of God. If you're a child of God and your life's not what it ought to be, God's telling you, choose the good way, which is my way. Won't you come to Him, give your heart to Him, let us assist you in any way what we possibly can. We're singing a beautiful hymn, Just As I Am, 380. Won't you come and obey the gospel while together we stand and walk.